Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Hei and Parak Beis Mishnah Vav. Parak Beis Mishnah Hei is going to be continuing our discussion regarding various cases that are allowed to be done even at the very end of the sixth year, but before the Shemitah year actually begins. Even though we learn this concept of Tosefes Shviyos, that certain things cannot be done within a certain amount of time before Shemitah begins, because we assume at that point you're already preparing the crops and you're preparing the field for the seventh year, which you're not allowed to do, these have been various activities in the field that are permitted to be done right up to the very, very beginning of the Shemitah year. Says the Mishnah, Sochen es ha-pagim u-menakvim osam ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to put oil on figs. Why would you put oil on figs? It used to be the farmers, in order to quicken the ripening of the figs, they would rub oil on them. That would, in some way, shape, or form, speed up the ripening process of the figs. So you're allowed, says the Mishnah, to put oil onto these figs to speed up their ripening. Again, you're allowed to do anything, like we learned previously, that's going to help and cultivate the produce of the sixth year. These are six-year figs. You're allowed to heighten, you're allowed to quicken up their ripening. And you're allowed to poke holes in the figs. When you poke holes in the figs, then you're allowing the oil to get into the figs themselves, and once again, to quicken the ripening. So you're allowed to put oil on the figs. You're allowed to poke holes in the figs at Rosh Hashanah, until the first of Tishrei, until the Shemitah year begins. There's no time that you need to leave in between doing this action and the beginning of the Shemitah year. Continues the Mishnah, however, Pagei Erev Shviyos, but if you have figs of the sixth year of Erev Shviyos, of the year before Shemitah, Shenichnasu LeShviyos, that are continuing to grow and continuing to ripen during the seventh year, during Shemitah, or Vishal Shviyos Sheyatzu LeMotzei Shviyos, or you have figs of the seventh year that grew during Shemitah, and they're continuing to grow and continue to ripen during the eighth year, during the year following Shemitah, says the Mishnah, Lo Sachin V'lo Menach V'no San, you're not allowed to put oil on them, you can't poke holes in them, because these fruits, these figs, have what we call Kedushas Shviyos, they have the holiness of the Shemitah year, and therefore you're not allowed to do any work on them, either beforehand, or certainly during Shemitah, or after Shemitah as well. You have to let these fruits, leave these fruits alone. Anyone can take them. They're still hefker, they're kodesh, they're holy. And you cannot put the oil on them. You cannot speed up their ripening at all. However, next opinion, there's another opinion in the Mishnah that disagrees with the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to depend on where you are, whether or not you're allowed to do this, to put the oil on the figs. Says the Mishnah, Mekom Shenagu Lasuch, if you're in a particular place where the minhag is, where the custom is to put oil on them, that's how people farm, that's how people allow the figs to ripen up quickly, Einan Sachin. Therefore, because it's one of the avodos, it's one of the things that people do in their field, Einan Sachin, you're not allowed to do it here, because certainly anything that's an avoda, anything that's considered to be work of the field, you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. So certainly if it's a place where they would have the minhag to put the oil on the figs, you certainly can't do that. Mipnei he avoda, because this is considered to be working of the field, which is not allowed. Continues the Mishnah though, Mikom Shenagu Shelol Lasach, but if it's a place where they don't have the minhag to put oil on the figs, then sach, and then you are allowed to do it in that place, because it's not considered to be an avoda, it's not considered to be a work in the field, a service of the field, an activity that is involved in the field, and therefore you would be allowed to do it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends on where you are, whether or not you would be allowed to rub the oil on the field, but according to the Tanakhama, and that's how we paskin, you would not be allowed to do it, certainly during the Shemitah year, but even following the Shemitah year, with those figs that were ripening and that were being produced during the Shemitah year. One last comment from our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Matir Be'ilan. Rabbi Shimon permits the tree. What does that mean? Mipnei Shehu Rashai Ba'avodas Ilan. That Rabbi Shimon permits someone to work a tree because it's permitted to work a tree. What is he saying? So the Bar Tanura explains that Rabbi Shimon allows a person to work on a tree during the eighth year, even though the fruits following Shemitah, there are tons of fruits on this tree that grew during Shemitah. They have Kedushas, Shviyas, they have this holiness of the seventh year, this holiness of Shemitah year, but still Rabbi Shimon allows a person to work on the tree itself, to strengthen the tree, to work on the tree during the eighth year, because you're not working on the fruit. Certainly you can't help the ripen the fruits, you can't put the oil on the fruits and so on, but you would be able to work on the tree itself, although we do not paskin that way. We paskin like the Tanakhama, who assumes not like that. Now we're continuing with Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Now we just point out by way of introduction to this Mishnah that generally speaking, you're not certainly allowed to plant any trees during Shemitah. You're also not allowed to do any activities, planting trees and grafting trees and so on and so forth, like we're going to learn in this Mishnah. You're not allowed to do these activities within 30 days of Shemitah as well, because we assume that it's really only going to take effect during Shemitah. Now, our Mishnah is going to be discussing the halacha that even within 30 days of the 30 days, a person shouldn't be doing these things. So within 60 days of the beginning of Tishrei, the beginning of Shemitah, you shouldn't be doing any of these activities, as we are about to learn. Says the Mishnah, Ein notin, a person shouldn't plant tree. V'ein mavrichin, and a person shouldn't grow branches in the ground to grow more trees. Or you take off a branch, you put it in the ground, and that allows more trees to grow. You can't do that as well. V'ein markivin, and you can't graft. What does grafting mean? So you can't basically take one tree and graft it onto another tree and sort of attach it to another tree to allow that tree to grow. We learned a lot about that in Maseches Kilayim. So these three actions, planting and growing the branch in the ground, grafting and so on, cannot be done on Erev Shviz, cannot be done during the sixth year. Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. From 30 days of the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so really 60 days, a little bit of a confusing way to say it in the Mishnah, but within 60 days of Rosh Hashanah, you can't do any of these things because we assume that if you do it within 30 days, then it's going to really only take hold after at least 30 days, which is going to be within 30 days of Shemitah, which is not allowed. Continues the Mishnah, V'im nata ohivrich ohirkiv, and if a person does plant, or if he does do this, putting the branch in the ground to grow more, or if he does graft, then ya'agor, you have to take it out, you have to uproot it, you must get rid of it immediately, you're not allowed to do that within 60 days of Shemitah, within 30 days of the 30 days before Shemitah. However, now we're going to have a little bit of a different opinion, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kalhar kava she'ena koletes l'shlosh yom. Says Rabbi Yehuda that any grafting she'ena koletes l'shlosh yom that doesn't take a hold within 3 days, she'ena koletes is not going to take effect. So Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying that one of the things on our list was markiv, and was harkava, was grafting. And he says that grafting, practically speaking, only takes place within 30 days, within 3 days. And if it doesn't happen, if the graft doesn't take effect, if the new tree doesn't start growing on the old tree within 3 days of the graft, then it's not considered to be, then it's not considered to be a graft at all. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, that 33 days is sufficient time. You're allowed to graft before 33 days before Rosh Hashanah, because if it's 35 days, then it's not going to be more than 5 days. It's going to be 3 days. So 33 days within before Shemitah is when you should stop grafting, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because grafting only takes 3 days, so it's not going to take a total of 30 days, so you don't have to wait that full amount of time. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon says, L'shtei Shabbosos, that when it comes to grafting, it takes 2 weeks before it actually takes a hold. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, you would have to wait 45 days, but before 45 days before Shemitah, you would be allowed to graft. And we have the Bar Tanur points out, we actually do paskin in this regard, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, we would allow you to give 2 weeks before the 30 days, so that would be approximately 45 days before Shemitah, would be the cutoff point, and before then, you would be allowed to graft before the Shemitah year begins. Quick review. Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay discussed the situation of putting oil on figs and putting holes in those oils to allow the oil to get into the figs, to allow them to ripen in a quicker way. So we said that you're allowed to do that until Rosh Hashanah actually begins, because again, we assume that what you're doing is taking care of the actual figs themselves, which you're allowed to do during the sixth year. However, said the Mishnah, if the figs are either going to continue to grow in the seventh year, or they're going to begin in the seventh year and continue into the eighth year, into the following year, then you can't put oil on them, you can't put holes in them, and so on, because then really what you're doing is you're quickening the ripening process of these of these figs that have kedusha shviz, that have holiness of the seventh year, which you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yehuda, however, said that it all depends on where you are. If you're in a place where they have the minhag to put the oil on the figs, then you can't do it, because then it's considered to be a service of the field and a voda of the field, a work of the field, which you can't do. But if it's not the minhag to do it, then you would be allowed to do put the oil on the figs, because that's not considered an avoda. That's not something that people typically do, and therefore you would be allowed to do it according to Rabbi Yehuda. But once again, we do not paskin like that. We generally assume that you're allowed to do it beforehand, but anything that was grew during Shemitah, you certainly cannot put the oil on those figs. And then Rabbi Shimon simply concluded the Mishnah by telling us that you're allowed to work on the tree itself after Shemitah during the eighth year, the year following Shemitah, as long as you aren't dealing with any of the fruit on those trees, which have Kedusha Shviz, which have holiness from the seventh year. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Vav discussed these three activities of planting and of grafting and of putting the branch in the ground to grow more trees and so on. And we said that you're not allowed, they have to wait 60 days before Shemitah in order to, you have to have leave that time before you do it. So you could do it within 60 days, but not less than 60 days before the Shemitah year begins. And the assumption is that we don't want that any of those things to take effect within 30 days of Shemitah, within 30 days of when the Shemitah year is meant to begin. And if you do those things, you must uproot it, said the Mishnah. And then we had two opinions about grafting, two additional opinions about grafting, that according to the Tanakhama, you really have to wait 60 days, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to only wait 33 days because it only takes 3 days to graft. And according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, you have to wait 45 days for grafting, because there it takes 2 weeks, according to them, for the grafting to take effect. Have a great day.